lot of dancing, and dancing in the Middle East is a excellent form of entertainment for all involved in the group, and it's used to express happiness. And most of the dancing takes place at various festivals, or a lot of times, if you heard some of the long parties at wedding ceremonies and whatnot, dancing is very common in the Middle East, in Arabic lands as well as Greek lands, Turkey. That area concentrates on music and dance to celebrate a variety of festivals. Some of the songs we'll be playing here this afternoon are part of the organizational structure of the dancing sort of music. Unfortunately, neither Mark nor myself sing the Arabic music, and if we did, you probably wouldn't understand anyway. So we hope you at least enjoy the music. Thank you. Songs now that get you relaxed, and these are slower songs that are usually played when everyone is sort of relaxing in a siesta or what. Thank you. Thank you. If anyone has any questions out there about the music, I'd be happy to answer any questions. The question was how the music in the Middle East varies from country to country. In the Arabic lands, the music is the same. The songs, though, differ when one speaks the language, as there are different dialects in the United States, Southern, Yankee, whatnot, no offense to anyone. In the Arabic lands, they have variations in their dialect. So someone from Egypt would speak slightly different than someone from Jordan versus Syria versus Lebanon. But if one is familiar with one language, you should be able to pick up the others. As for the music, the basic notes are all the same. It's just how one sings the song. We don't know
too familiar with music terminology. So there is, as far as from country to country, you do have the effects of, such as we have classical music here, we've got country music, we've got bluegrass music. It's the same thing over there, and they've also got, you know, like Arlo Guthrie can some, or Pete Seeger sometimes are, you know, write political songs. They also have people that do that also.
Thank you.
Okay, for these next two numbers, what we're going to do is sort of give our own version of what each instrument can do, and then that'll be the finish for it.
This is the part that I'm going to do. It's called the Arab Blues. And I see somebody getting a kick out of that one. What it is usually we don't have... a guy will usually not sing the blues, but he'll use his oud to kind of make someone feel the feeling that he's got. It's kind of like you've got to sit back and listen to it and kind of enjoy it.
Thank you.
This song is a Greek song. It's never on a Sunday.